The Gaslight District is starting to come together with the grand opening of its new restaurant and taproom. The Foundry Tavern, which hosted its grand opening party on Thursday, is designed with a mix of old meets new, said Kyle Priestley, creative director for the Gaslight District. Much like its neighbor Tapestry Hall, the tavern at 74 Grand Avenue S boasts a modern dining experience amid interior decor that pays tribute to the city's industrial roots. In the late 19th century, the industrial complex was owned and operated by Goldie McCulloch & Company, manufacturer of engines, boilers, waterwheels and mill equipment. Prior to being purchased and reimagined as a mixed-use, two-tower residential, retail and office complex by HIP Developments in 2017, the old foundry operated as the Southworks Outlet Mall for several years. We've taken a piece of an old foundry from the 1890s and we've totally renovated it into a full tavern. One side of the taverns is the dining room, and the other side is a bar, Priestley said. After facing several setbacks due to the pandemic, the Gaslight District is slowly starting to open and offer the community a place to connect and enjoy themselves, he said. Opening date for the rest of the district, including a market and public space, is set for May 25, 2023. The whole thing has just been one struggle after another, between trying to get everything from faucets to breaker panels, the supply chain made it really difficult, Priestley said. The menu at Foundry Tavern has a variety of dishes ranging from escargots with dry vermouth butter to truffle kettle chips, burgers and wings. With Foundry Brewery on site, the tavern is able to pipe in fresh craft beer from keg to glass. The Foundry Tavern is only one piece of the puzzle the Gaslight District is trying to put together, Priestley said. Directly above the restaurant are seven rent-free studios for artists to be creative and work in a collaborative environment. They're gonna be available rent-free to visual artists like sculptors, videomakers, placemakers and anything creative. The owners want a mix of local and international artists to utilize the space for a more creative and expanded artistic experience, offering them a space to display their art as well, Priestley said, adding his team is accepting applications to fill the studios. With the city encouraging developers to help revitalize its downtown cores, Foundry Tavern is what the future of Galt and Cambridge will look like, said an optimistic Priestley. This gives residents a preview of what the next few years has for the city. Eventually, the tavern will open onto a massive patio that will extend into the town square still under construction at the Gaslight District. Priestley describes it as a private, protected square unlike anything else in the region. The outdoor event space will be able to hold over 4,000 people, feature a stage for live music and a market for shoppers. It will also have the largest permanently installed video screen in Canada. It's going to be a great space for the community to come for some entertainment, grab some lunch and go home with their groceries, Priestley said. The developers are also adding a nightclub into the mix with a nod to speakeasies from the Prohibition era. Priestley acknowledges there's a lack of nightlife and nighttime entertainment in the city and hopes this will help fill some of that gap. The tavern is open until, let's say late, joked Priestley. On the weekends we are aiming for around 1 a.m. When the entire Gaslight District opens next spring, they will be host a three-day celebration called the Spring Jubilee, an event organizers hope becomes an annual one, featuring entertainers and vendors taking over the square and bringing the community together. We're definitely going to create that community space where if someone's bored and they don't know what to do, just show up to the Gaslight District. There will be something happening, it doesn't matter what day it is, Priestley said.